USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook and Twitter, after censoring the Hunter Biden email story from Americans, are being warned from Washington lawmakers. Winter is coming. Republican Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, tells Fox News, the media is supposed to be our checks and balances in America.
Number one, the authenticity of the underlying material. If it's authentic, it is definitely relevant. It's relevant whether Joe Biden knew what his son was doing. It's relevant if he didn't know what his son was doing. So I've heard no one contest the authenticity of the underlying material. The FBI does not investigate political crimes. I know that shocks those of us who lived through 2016, but they're not supposed to. The media is supposed to provide oversight over politics, and when Twitter and Facebook and these other platforms won't even let you propagate the information, yeah, the Senate needs to look into it.
USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Lawmakers in the House and Senate Tuesday cheered the Justice Department's move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google, the first of its kind against the tech giant in America. The government says Google unlawfully prohibits competitors' search applications from being preloaded on phones under revenue-sharing arrangements. Brian Norwick with Morgan Stanley tells CNBC we could learn a lot from Europe's handling of Google.
The European Commission did force Google to adjust their practices in the way in which they manage the Android ecosystem, essentially allowing non-Google search engines into Android, into that ecosystem. And what we saw based on that case study, at least, is that the actual growth trajectory of Google search revenue within Europe, we don't really think was materially impacted because consumers vote. And we think that Google search is not a commodity. Google search is differentiated. And even when people had the option of choosing Google search versus another product in Europe, we think they largely chose Google search.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As Washington politicians continue to play politics over a stimulus relief package for hurting Americans, the president tells Fox News Tuesday he's ready to up the ante.
I would be willing to go more because I think that, number one, I view it differently. We get the money back, the government. It gets the money back ultimately anyway.
What the president wants is more projects that have a return on investment. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows at the White House.
Money's in infrastructure, money in bringing back manufacturing from China to America. Those are dollar amounts that actually are a cost, but they are also a stimulus to our economy that hopefully provide a return.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals some progress.
I'm optimistic because I do think we have a shared value. Not many, but a shared value that finally is they want to crush the virus. And that's been a change from even over the weekend when they put forth language that wasn't respectful of what we needed to do.
Both sides will talk again tomorrow. The son of fame actor Robert Redford has died. James Redford, 58, an activist, filmmaker, and philanthropist. His death was confirmed by his wife, Kylie. The grief is immeasurable with the loss of a child. Jamie was a loving son, husband, and father. A statement provided by Robert Redford's publicist, Cindy Berger, read, "His life lives on through his children, art, filmmaking, and devoted passion to conservation and the environment. Liver cancer is the culprit." USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.